Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
afternoon, guys. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to 1982 Astro Radio. Thanks again, guys, for listening to the show. Those that are listening by cell phone and those that are listening via my show page online. Thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, tonight is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in and weigh in on the subject, or just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind that as well. Now, today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the professional certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. For any personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, those guys at CPA on Duty can take care of your needs. 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, just a couple of things before we get started. I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page there. In your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box. Type 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. The number 1982, then Astros Alumni Radio. If you come up there, send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And I send out daily show notes to Twitter and Facebook so that they'll get to you. You'll have time to get to a spot, sit, and enjoy the show. And even if you're not able to get somewhere and see, just call in through your cell phone, and my phone screener, I'll have you either just listen to the show, or you can press 1 and me. All right? So, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show, guys, is, today is usually Free Fall Friday, where I let anyone call into the show, where all the lines are open and you can call into the show and talk about whatever you want to. But today, I'm going to do a little something different. Today's show is called Having Dinner for Breakfast. Having Breakfast for Dinner. Who does that? You know, my family will do that. Sorry about that, guys. Had a little technical difficulties on the show, but I apologize. Anyway, we were talking about having dinner for breakfast and having breakfast dinner. And like I said, usually my girls dictate what we're having for for dinner and breakfast, so sometimes it's up to them. So every blue moon we'll have, you know, something like that for dinner. Now, as far as breakfast goes, it's usually, you know, every man for himself, unless it's the weekend. But, you know, a lot of you guys know that I've been off work for the past 8-9 weeks. And so I'm up every morning, and sometimes we don't cook breakfast. I may have a bowl of cereal or something like that every now and then, but, and you know, sometimes, like this morning we had last night we had a great dinner last night. We had some pork chops and collard greens, stuff like that. So this morning, when I woke up this morning, I was fiending for some collard greens and pork chops this morning. So that's what I had for breakfast this morning. I warmed everything, and because we had some stuff left over, that's what I ate this morning for breakfast. So I had dinner for breakfast this morning. If any of you guys have done that, or you guys, some people may do that frequently, call into the show. Let me know what you do. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I hope you guys had a great day at work today. I also hope you guys have a great weekend, and make sure that you tune into the show on Monday, because on Monday I'm going to have a special show. It'll be my first day back at work on Monday, and I'm gonna get on the show at 6:30 on Monday. I'm going to tell you all about my day at work, my first day back at work. I've been gone for over 2 months, and they're anxiously awaiting me to get back to work. So I'm gonna give you guys sort of a summary, a kind of a play-by-play of what happened while, you know, when I went back to work on Monday. Okay? So look out for that. And then Tuesday, I'm going to have a special recipe for you guys to follow. You know, every once in a while, I'll have a show. I'll have a cooking show. Really, not really cooking, but it's a recipe where I give step-by-step instructions on how to prepare the dish. So you guys tune in. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday for that. That cooking show, okay? But anyway, having dinner for breakfast and having breakfast for dinner. Now I know there are a lot of people out there that do this. I mean, I've talked to people before that, you know, that's almost, you know, exclusive. That's not exclusively what they do, but they do it a lot. You know, a lot of people say, well, my kids love to eat, you know, breakfast at night. You know, they love for me to cook pancakes at night. And I tell you what, I could probably go with doing pancakes at night if my mother-in-law was doing the pancakes every night. I mean, she, you know, I don't know what she does to her pancakes, but they're light and fluffy, and they are very, very good. So sometimes, you know, when my youngest daughter goes to her house, maybe to spend the night or something, she'll request pancakes and bacon for her dinner. So, and like I said, she does excellent pancakes. So, you know, I could probably deal with that. How y'all gonna be in the street? And, but, you know, that's exactly, my point. And that's what I was thinking about. So, if, you know, if you got a great breakfast or you got a handle on pancakes or something like that, yeah, I do great French toast. So, I do French toast morning and night. So I do great French toast. So if you got something that you do well, and then it's not expensive. You know, it's not expensive at all to cook breakfast. So if you could do breakfast for dinner and things like that, I know some people with the economy the way it is and money being tight, you know, a lot of people are probably doing this without hesitation. So that, you know, doesn't bother me. I just thought that it'd be a great, you know, a good show, something to talk about. And like I say, today usually Free Fall Friday, but I wanted to talk a little bit about grabbing dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. So, and you know, places like IHOP and Waffle House and all them places, they have, you know, they have breakfast 24/7. So it isn't a bad thing to, you know, to be that way. It isn't a bad thing. If they, you know, it won't hurt you. It won't hurt you to eat dinner at, you know, in the morning. As long as you're putting something good in your belly, I don't mind. Keep everybody watered and fed. Keep everybody fed and watered every day. It's a good thing, you know. Keep everything. So, you know, just take care of yourself, guys. I don't care if you eat breakfast for dinner or dinner for breakfast. Just long as you're eating, keeping things going. So, appreciate you guys listening to the show. Got about 10 minutes left in the show, but I can't say it enough, guys. For you to take care of your family, take care of your spouse, take care of your kids. When you do that, there's nothing else no one can ask of you. Just taking care of your family and keeping things going. And that's what I say all the time. Keep your head above water. That's the way to go. You know, keep your head above water, and everything will be okay. And so, anyway, I had to go today and take my physical in order to go back to work on Monday. And I thought it was going to be this long, drawn-out thing, but it turned out that it was just kind of a one little deal. I just had to go in and do a couple of little things. I stayed in this one room the whole time, and that did it. You know, it worked out. It all worked out. So I shouldn't have any problems getting back on the job on Monday. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. call into the show, weigh in on the subject, dinner for breakfast, and having breakfast for dinner. That's what we're talking about, guys. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. And again, it's the weekend, baby. And I hope you guys are going to have a great weekend. I don't know if you got a lot of stuff planned or whatever. I had a party last weekend for my daughter who leaves for school on Wednesday. Now we're having another party this Saturday. It's not for us, but it's for one of my nephews. He's going to be going to London for 3 or 4 weeks for his job. So his parents are giving him a going away party. So I'll be, and it's like a pool party. So I'll be doing some different stuff this weekend. But without a doubt, you know, it'll work out. It'll all work out. So, but I hope you guys have a great weekend. I should have a great weekend, but, you know, who knows? You never know what'll happen with me. But like I say, guys, hope you guys have a great weekend. And be careful. Take care of yourself. Don't drink and drive. And remember my quote on the show. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? I really do. I do that, guys, because now they have a contest. I'm in a contest now where they allow me, they're asking me to pull out a quote. Quote it on your show, and then I got to enter it into the contest. I'll let you guys know when I enter into the contest so you guys can vote for my quote. And then they're going to, if I win or if we win, they're going to do something special for us. So that's why I've been putting my quote out there. I like that quote. I love that quote. I've been putting it out there and so that, you know, I can send in my quote. I could tell them any show to pull it off of that I've been doing lately, because I've only been doing it about 2 weeks. I can do it, and I can put it out there, and they'll grab their quote off the show. They'll listen to it from one of my shows, and then enter it into the contest. And like I said, if I win, then they're gonna do something special for us, because this is not just my show. This is our show. This show, I put this show together for you guys. For you guys to come on the show and promote your events, promote your parties, promote, you know, anything that you may have that you may want to get out to people in order for them to patronize you, whether it's your business or just entertainment. That's what the show is for. So so thank you guys for listening in to the show today. And we will have Free Fall Friday on next Friday. I know there were people that were looking to call into the show today for Free Fall Friday, but I wanted to do this show about, you know, having dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner, because it made me laugh so much. This morning, when my daughter was like,
Dad, you eating dinner again? So, yeah, eating dinner again and eating dinner for breakfast. And, you know, when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time with my grandma and my granddad. And man, my grandma, she used to do that quite a bit for me. She'd do some breakfast stuff for me in the evening. And that's the exact same way that, exact same thing that I'm talking about, you know, right now. And it's so funny how things, you know, time change, but things pretty much stay the same. And that's the way it happens, guys. So thank you guys for listening to the show. We've had a great week.
Life goes on.
And we're going to have a great weekend. I won't be on the show over the weekend. You know, I don't do weekend shows unless it's something special. But please be careful over the weekend. We want to see you on Monday. And I want to send a special shout out to one of my very good friends, Joe Ponder. He lost his mom yesterday morning. And I wanted to send my condolences to everyone on this show and the whole Astro alumni family. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Good night.
When I am not there, because I'm in the street.